From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Fighting is largely over in the Iraqi city of Fallujah. That's according to the Marine General commanding the U.S.-led offensive there. Lieutenant General John Sattler says many houses there are still booby-trapped and need to be cleared one at a time or blown up. And he insists the operation produced few civilian casualties and has not yet led to any humanitarian crisis. More now from NPR's Tom Gelton.
General Sattler, commander of the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force, told reporters in Fallujah he has not yet heard of any civilians killed there, though he acknowledged people could still be buried in the rubble. There's still a curfew in the city, and General Sattler says only a few people are out moving around.
You'll see him walk out with a white flag, and I'm sure you've seen those who come in to pick up water and food. And then we follow them back to where they're going to make sure they're not taking that water and food back to a number of insurgents who are destitute and running out of both luck and food and water. If they take it back to a family, then we ensure that we provide proper assistance to that family. The way we have the cordon set and the way we're moving through the town shoulder to shoulder, that we have a fairly tight, very tight, it's never going to be perfect, but a tight cordon as we move north to south and we move into these individual blocks where we cordon off and clear through.
Sattler said reconstruction of Fallujah is now a priority. He predicted the water supply could be restored within 72 hours. Much of the city is in ruins, though Sattler insisted houses were destroyed only if they were occupied by insurgents or if weapons, ammunition, or bomb materials were found in them.
And I'll be honest also, in some of the cases, as we clear through the town house by house, some of these caches are very unstable. We have no intention of risking life or limb to go ahead and move them outside. In some cases, if you stored ordnance in your home or it was stored in your home, some of those will in fact be blown in place for safety reasons. But once again, we can always rebuild a house, but we can't bring a warrior back to life.
Sattler said U.S. and Iraqi forces in Fallujah have found a number of insurgent command and control centers and even lists of foreign fighters. He said one location apparently served as some kind of resistance operations center, complete with torture and killing chambers and a production facility where insurgents may have made DVDs of their activities. Sattler did not confirm reports that Abu Musab al-Zarqawi's own headquarters was found, though he insisted the operation in Fallujah has broken the back of the Iraqi insurgency.
If you're running an organization and you lose your method, your location, and your means for command and control, you lose your lieutenants, and you also lose the turf where you're operating, the town that you feel comfortable moving about in, where you know your way about. You have no friends in the area you move into. You must make new contacts. Each and every time we can force these individuals to go to new locations, they'll bring in rookies, more junior people that will in fact make mistakes.
Still, there's been no let-up in insurgent attacks since the Fallujah operation. A U.S. military convoy in Baghdad, a job recruiting center in Kirkuk, and a government building in Mosul were all attacked today. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.